Good morning, Symphony. Today's devotion comes from Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name, standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened. And out of the sanctuary came the seven angels with the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. So chapter 15 is a bridge into the third and final divine judgment described in the book of Revelation. As the angels are preparing to send down these seven bowls of God's wrath, John describes the vision of God's people, those who had conquered the beast, giving praise to the Lord. Verse 3 describes the song of praise as the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. The song of Moses is found in Exodus 15 when the Israelites sing praise to God for delivering them out of the hands of the Egyptians and completely destroying their oppressors. The same type of praise will be found in the end times as people praise the Lamb for conquering the enemy. Reading how wholeheartedly the saints praise the Lord, I realize that in our day-to-day, sometimes we forget how glorious and awesome our God truly is. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The God who parted the Red Sea through Moses is the same God who walks with us now, is the same God who will be praised forever and ever. Now, as we've been going through the book of Revelation, one thing that has struck me throughout the book, especially in this chapter, is that every single word directed towards God is an exaltation or praise of who he is. The saints don't look at themselves, but constantly bring praise to the Lord through trial and tribulation and in their song of victory. I think sometimes even in the victory, after a battle, we can focus more on how difficult it was rather than the fact that God has brought victory into our lives. And although we're not at the very end and Jesus hasn't yet returned, we've already been delivered from darkness to light, from death into life. I'm gonna assume that if you're listening to this devotion, that you have also already tasted and seen that the Lord is good. But how often is our heart truly fixed wholly on the glory of God, like the saints in Revelation? I think sometimes when we get caught up in life, it can be hard to worship in this way. At least for me, my prayers definitely lack the simple praise and adoration found in this chapter when I become wound up in the details of my life. God cares for the small things as well, of course, but we often miss out on the abundance of God's grace and power in our daily lives when we shift our full attention off him. It's actually because God cares for the small things that we can freely worship and keep our eyes and heart solely on Jesus. If you've been lamenting or anxious over the things of your life and you've been having a hard time worshiping wholeheartedly, I want to encourage you to take time to reflect and allow the Holy Spirit to really search your heart, to bring up the things that are hidden and to find what is hindering you from pure worship. Do you still believe that God is who he says he is? Maybe this isn't you and you've been having a great time with the Lord in this season. If that's the case, firstly, praise God. And secondly, I want to exhort you today as well. As we rejoice in having eternity with Jesus, will we not forget those who are on the path to eternal judgment? We see the preparation for God's final judgment in Revelation 15. Verse 8 describes how no one could enter the sanctuary until these plagues are finished. In our day today, it can be easy to ignore, but there's going to be a day where it will be too late for people to repent of their sins. There will be a day when we're separated, with believers singing praise to God forever for the redemption of our sin through Christ, and non-believers paying the price for their sins forever. As we sing songs of praise, proclaiming things like, "All nations will come and worship you," what our hearts truly desire to see this type of worship from all people, including the non-believers around us. Let's pray. Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you that you are the Lamb who was slain for us. We thank you, Lord, that you are worthy, Lord, that you are beautiful beyond what we can comprehend. And God, I pray that you would just purify our hearts. Lord, would you purify our hearts that our desire would simply be to seek after you, to know you, to dwell in your temple, and to bring you praise, God. And from that place will we desire for all nations and all people to come to know you as well. So we thank you, Lord, for who you are. We bless you, God, and we pray all of this in Jesus' holy and precious name.